Welcome back to our fun Friday show of sports talk. The last day of the year. The last day of the month, I should say. Not last day of the year. This month feels like a year, though. Let's be honest with everything that's been going on.
Yeah, it's the best day of the year. Man, January 31st, the month of January has felt like a year. I'll give you that.
Right. Between, you know, the way it started, and then we had a snowstorm.
We had a big snowstorm.
Everywhere around, though, too, there's been crazy news going on from wildfires
to ask Mike
crashes
Kafka.
In air.
I wanted to ask Mike Kafka if he felt like it was a bad omen that his interview with the Saints got delayed by, like, a once-in-a-century snowstorm, but I never got to it. He was busy. But, yeah.
Couldn't have felt good. What's that?
Couldn't have felt good. Like, oh, I got an interview. Oh, wait, no.
Oh, I gotta wait.
Mother Nature has told me this is a bad idea.
Yeah. There are signs from above.
Yeah.
I want to get out. We mentioned the Pelicans game. It's 7 o'clock tonight, 8:70 a.m. tip-off against the Boston Celtics. Statement from the Pelicans fans, for all you fans out there, as they prepare for tonight's game against the Celts, they want to remind fans, plan ahead, allow extra time when heading to the Smoothie King Center. Due to all the Super Bowl activities in the city, the traffic and parking is a little more challenging than usual. With a large crowd expected with the defending champs in town, they highly recommend arriving early to ensure you have plenty of time to get your seat, enjoy the game, appreciate the understanding, and look forward to seeing you all at the game. You know,
large crowd, huh?
We'll see what the turnout is. I'm rooting for it. I'm worried there'll be more green in the stands than
Pelicans. If there's a large crowd, it's going to be because they're Celtics fans. No, I mean, last time they played the Celtics, they played them well. So
definitely.
We'll see if that goes again. And I think that's all you can ask for at this time of year and when you have this season going on. It's like, let's play competitive basketball games. Get that's people in the building something to get excited about.
When we talked to Jake Madison last night, obviously the Pels had a tough loss on, what's today? Friday. So Wednesday night. They lost heartbreaker, but it was an entertaining game against the Mavericks. And he was kind of like, well, that's, you know, Jake Madison mentioned, that's kind of like you want at this point to at least have an entertaining game, but you still lose to help the tank out.
Well, that's like the Washington game for the Saints. It was like, okay, they lost, but you had an entertaining second half and you didn't hurt your draft pick. Like, best of both worlds, right? Now, you know, the Pelicans, we'll see. We'll see how this all goes. I will say the traffic today coming in was not that bad. I feel like we're a couple days away from it getting crazy.
It'll start Monday because with media night happening.
Like, I was worried. I gave myself an extra like 20 minutes coming downtown today, and I was like, oh, this is downright pleasant.
The quiet
and
before the storm.
You know
what?
It's because I got so used to the traffic based on construction for so long that most of the construction's done. I'm like, oh, okay, we can actually drive on the streets. But no, it's next week. If you don't have to drive around, like, take the streetcar. You know, like, take some public transportation. I don't know. Save the environment.
Yeah, just because between road closures and things going on with the Super Bowl, it's going to be a challenge to get around in the city for sure. So be patient, folks. I know that's difficult. I end up, my day's miserable when I start driving here just because of the idiots all on Interstate 10.
Yeah, no, I was talking, a lot of people at the Senior Bowl were like, oh, you see this hotel room I got? It costs like $2,000. They're like, oh, okay, good luck.
Whoa.
Yeah, right. No, hotel prices are nuts. I think Times Picayune reported there was a Motel 6 room going for like $625 a night. And I was like, oh, okay, Motel 6, huh? All right.
I guess, yeah, anywhere you could stay. I wonder the rates, not just in the city, but probably out in Metairie and all the locations.
Anything
too.
Anything in driving distance, like reasonable driving
exactly.
distance.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to hit our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. You can sound off 504-260-1870. See, Pelicans fan from North Carolina hanging on line one. Want to talk about the trade line and more. What you got for us today, Pelicans fan?
What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing all right.
Hey, so with the deadline coming up, I was just thinking, you know, a lot of talk about Brandon Ingram being traded, possibly Zion Williamson, and then about the rumors about Brandon Ingram being connected to the Hawks. You see a deal with like Brandon Ingram and maybe some smaller contracts for like, I don't know, Capella and bringing back Larry Nance. I'm not sure if we're trying to maybe need to do a couple of deals to get under the apron, but what do you guys think?
Thanks for the call, Pels fan.
Yeah, I think Bobby Marks was on a couple weeks ago, and he was like, the Pelicans are going to make a move.
Right.
Because they're going to get under that luxury tax apron, because a team in the Pelican situation is not paying the tax, as they're going to pay as little as possible. So you're going to have a move. I just think it's going to be tough to get any representative value for Brandon Ingram based on the fact that he hasn't played.
Right.
Like, why would a team trade for him and expect him to be the Brandon, the all-star Brandon Ingram that we're used to? So I don't know. I think at best you're talking about, hey, we can bring in some expiring contracts. We can get some cap relief. We can do whatever. Maybe a draft pick. If you can get a first round pick, even a late first round pick. I mean, I think that's a win. But I don't know. It's hard to look at Brandon Ingram and the situation in his contract and say, like, he's going to fetch anything notable.
I thought it was hilarious today to see whoever had the report of the Pelicans were interested in trading for Jimmy Butler, and that made no sense to me whatsoever. But I will say that I could see the Pels being involved maybe in a three-team deal with Butler and him going somewhere else, but there's no way Jimmy Butler's coming here. Maybe Brandon Ingram could be part of some kind of three-team deal in that kind of a way to, you know, like Pels fan mentioned, to get under the apron, because they do have to make some kind of deal. I don't think Zion's someone that's going to be heading somewhere. We kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday, Jeff, the fact that I wonder if a team comes calling looking for maybe a guy like CJ McCollum, if they're serious about making a title run. Maybe McCollum's interested in playing for a team that, you know, doing a little ring chasing, and he's got a big contract and could be some relief for the Pelicans there.
Yeah, I think this is a season where if you're making trades, it's for cap relief,
right?
More so than anything else. You're gonna get to the offseason, you're gonna figure it out, you're gonna build this thing around Trey Murphy and, you know, maybe some Eve Misi and Zion. Like, you're not trading Zion. Like, you are too far down that the sunken cost fallacy is not a fallacy in this case. Like, you're not giving up on that sunken cost. Like, you have sunken so much into Zion Williamson, you're not bailing on it. But it's just. I don't know. I think every year we get to the deadline and everyone has these fantasies of like, oh, we can get this guy and this guy and this guy. And then in reality, it's like, like, we're better off just cleaning up the cap as much as possible, so next year we can make another run at this thing and hopefully not get this crazy, crazy run of bad health. But I don't know. Like, Zion is frustrating, but I don't know. It's just...
It's hard to give up on the talent when you've seen what he's capable of doing on the court. It's just the fact that, you know, he's hardly available, and if he's questionable again tonight because of an illness, we kind of joked back and forth with this a couple weeks ago. How many home games has this guy played?
I think 5 total. But no, it's I think to a certain extent they need to take the kid gloves off and start treating him like an NBA player, right? I just don't think that works. I don't think protecting someone from basketball is a workable strategy in the National Basketball Association.
Charlie held up to 5, so you were correct, sir. Yeah. 5 home games this year.
I just think you have to, like, you know, there's that whole, like, oh, Nolan Ryan used to throw 180 pitches a game, and he never got hurt. And you know, part of it's like, yeah, okay, you build up that callus over time of you got to actually do difficult things to get used to doing difficult things. And I just think they've tried so hard. They work so hard, and they try to be so scientific with making sure Zion is available that they are actually
hurting that.
Yeah, I think they're making it less likely that he actually can play through anything because they never have him play through anything. I mean, he wants to play in back-to-backs, or at least that's what he says.
Right.
So I don't know.
Like, says he works for the Pels and he's just doing what they tell him to do.
Like, and here's the thing, like, if you're like, it's a medical staff. They know what's best. Do they? Do they? Because I have not seen a run of two franchises that has been this injury plagued ever. So I think we can ditch this idea that everything they're doing is definitely the best case scenario and we shouldn't dig into it at all, because if that was the case, I don't think this would happen every year. So I don't know. Like, let's let the guy be a basketball player and we'll figure it out as we go. How about that?
I would love it. We talked a little bit too off the air. You understand the minutes restriction as he's coming back from this hamstring issue. But
if you're going to be on a minutes restriction, you can play him back to back.
Right, exactly. Like, it's really head scratching. I don't understand the logic.
I don't know.
Now he's sick again, though, too. So we'll see what happens.
I just think you have a responsibility to your fans to give them something worth watching. And if you have a guy that is healthy enough to play and you're not playing him, then you are doing a disservice to your fans.
But you see a guy like DeJounte Murray, he's almost on the injury report, I feel like, every single game, but he's still playing through it, right?
Zion never does that. You never see Zion like, oh, he's on the injury. Like, I'd be stunned if he plays tonight. He's right. Not even hurt.
Because he's on there as questionable, that means he's out.
Got like a cold or something. I don't know. I don't know what he's dealing with. But
non-COVID illness.
But it's like, this is what, 5 years, 6 years of this now? Like, five? I don't know. I've lost count because he's only played in like one season's worth of games. That's not true. He played in a lot of games last year. But
just right at the end, unfortunately, that's when he got the injury, when it looks like, you know, we were all, you know, on a roll going into the postseason, and then whap, you got hit with that, another injury.
Yeah, the worst time to injury, man. And I feel bad because it's like, you know, I think he has done as good of a job of making sure he's in shape, has the body that he needs to have this year than any other year. Like, when he missed that time earlier this season, I was like, man, I am worried about what he's going to come back looking like. He came back in great shape. He came back looking as fit as he's ever looked.
Well, then the problem was you were getting reports of him missing practice, being late for the plane.
Well, yeah, you gotta show up on time for the plane. Maybe he just has taken so few road trips this year. He didn't know when the plane took off. I don't know, but it's just frustrating because like every year I wanna get excited for the Pelicans, and every year there's always something that falls off. So
we have a rising star at least in Eve Missy.
I mean, I was, you know, people got mad when they made that pick. I was actually excited for that pick because I was like, this guy's got Clint Capella written all over him, and that's what he looks like right now. He looks like a young, you know, pogo stick that is only going to get better. So, you know, one of the things they have been missing over the last few years, and I say missing, you know, kind of play on words there, but
yeah,
is that kind of rim-running athletic center, and they have that now, right? And when you have guys miss this much time, you have to have these young players get out there and play. I think Brandon Boston's a solid player. I think they've identified some role players, and they'll get better, but it's not going to help them this year.